Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the President and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
18 days before the presidential election, both candidates kicking things into high gear. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Michigan after taking part in a town hall in Philadelphia on Thursday. President Trump campaigning in Florida and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is encouraging people to wear masks after being in ICU with the coronavirus. Christie believes he caught the respiratory illness after attending a White House event and helping President Trump prepare for the first presidential debate, all without wearing a mask. Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America,
"It was a mistake. You know, I was led to believe that, you know, all the people that I was interacting with at the White House had been tested, and it gave you a false sense of security. And it was a mistake. You know, I've been so careful, George, for 7 months because of my asthma, wearing masks, washing my hands, social distancing. And for 7 months, I was able to avoid the virus in one of the worst hit states in the country, in New Jersey."
A new CDC study shows just over 70% of people who say they always wear a mask to get the virus. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you've ever asked the question, who would want to be a police officer these days, you're not alone. USA Radio Network's Val DeBoer explains.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007 when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates.
The government is warning the state of Nevada not to use Chinese-made COVID-19 test kits. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has a story.
Documents show U.S. diplomats and security officials privately warned the state of Nevada not to use the donated kits made by a Chinese Chinese firm that's the world's largest genetic sequencing company. The tests from the firm BGI Group, donated by a company from the United Arab Emirates that has partnered with BGI. The documents obtained by the Associated Press show U.S. officials raising concern of China obtaining private information from those tested. Nevada ultimately never used any of the donated 250,000 test kits, and BGI says it's not linked to the Chinese government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. The question is how the pandemic is affecting Christians, the world, and America's 2020 election. In his timely follow-up to God, Trump, and the 2020 election, award-winning journalist Stephen Strang reveals insider information about China, the pandemic, and the ever-increasing stakes of this upcoming presidential election. How can Trump still win? Where is God in all this? And how will this crisis affect our faith, freedoms, and the future of America? Welcome, Stephen Strang. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always good to be with you, Bill.
Well, a pleasure and an honor, sir. Let me tell you, another great follow-up that is so timely because the pandemic, you know, I think it's quite interesting, Stephen, that here we are. We're at war with this pandemic. And unfortunately, we're not only at war with the pandemic, but we find ourselves at war with the Democrats that want to be antagonists instead of coming alongside and realizing that we need to come together. I mean, could you imagine World War II, World War I, if we were so disparate? I mean, which isn't to say that we had 100% agreement on anything, even going back to the American Revolutionary War. But still, there was this overriding sense that we were in this together. We don't have this right now. I mean, the Democrats have done everything they can to utilize this COVID attack by the communist Chinese as a leverage point against this president.
Well, you know, I try to make this clear in every book that I write, that it's not just Democrat and Republican. What it is there's two very, very different views of the world right now, and one of them has taken over the Democratic Party. And which leaves, you know, for those who disagree with it to be Republicans, but the Republicans are not necessarily champions. And, you know, there's a lot of ways you can say it, but it boils down to America being great, its founding principles on Judeo-Christian values, its value of religious freedom, as opposed to the government is God. Mm-hmm. It controls everything. Any kind of sin or perversion is allowed, and not only that, but anyone who opposes it, anyone is called hate speech and all that kind of thing. And you know, this has been going on for decades, and the left has kind of been getting its way, if not at the ballot box, at the in the court system. And suddenly this disruptor named Donald Trump comes out of nowhere. And you know, I believe, and I make the point, and I try to make it logically in my books, that God raised him up. Now, to the secular person, they probably think what I just said is idiotic. But you know what? The spiritual world is more real than the physical world we see. We are spiritual beings. I believe we're going to live forever with God
In the demonic world. And, yes, exactly.
And so it comes down, and my books look at the political situation that you're describing in spiritual terms, and of course the pandemic is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it isn't, you know, for those of us who are believers and consider ourselves to be people of faith, we're not ignorant of God's word. God makes it really clear. I mean, America right now, and as demonstrated even in Jonathan Cahn's new book, Harbinger 2, and he's had a series of books as well, talking about the shaking that has been taking place in America, and it became clearly pronounced after 2001, 9/11, and America was greatly shaken, and here we are 19 years later, enduring another shaking, which is consistent with the pattern that God utilizes to get his creation's attention. And he has done this time and again, so there's nothing new. So for those of us who understand the personality and character of God, we're seeing this as a wake-up call. Others think, okay, well, it's going to be business as usual. Well, let me tell you, historically, time and again, that there were always those people that believed in what God was warning, and others that said, nope, it's going to be business as usual, until they found out it wasn't, and that God was clearly speaking to them. And for those of us, it's our responsibility to continue to warn the people that, like it or not, I mean, you may have exchanged the God of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, you may have exchanged that for a big government, and you'll find out, you know, who is the real God, and you will find out the hard way, in much the same way that some people want to defy gravity, and then find out when they hit the ground that gravity still exists.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I make these points in the book that it's a spiritual battle. It manifests itself in the spiritual realm. And, you know, what is it? 19 days from now, we have the most important election of our lifetime. And in God, Trump, in the 2020 election, which I wrote in 2019, it actually released January 14th. Well, January 14th, we were just beginning to hear of a SARS-like virus that was in China. The book was my attempt to try to wake up the Christian community on how important this election is and what's really going on, that it's not just politics. It's much, much deeper than that. Mm-hmm. Shift toward globalism. You know, the Bible talks about one world government at the end of time. You know, something is culminating in something.
Right.
I'm not saying that it's culminating in the second coming or anything like that. You know, the Bible clearly...
Well, we are moving closer to it, Stephen. Stephen, no doubt we're moving closer. I mean, every day we get closer to the second coming. You know,
right.
I mean...
And the Bible talks about the beginning of sorrows.
Exactly.
And I don't know how you would define beginning of sorrows different than what we're going through, you know, not just this year, but in the recent past. The thing is that I believe that God gave us a reprieve with Donald Trump.
Right.
Who would have thought that this New York ladies' man would become a champion of religious freedom,
right,
an opponent of religious persecution, not only here but around the world. I mean, God,
a champion for Israel,
actually,
yeah,
has an appendix, mm-hmm, an appendix that is his wonderful speech that he gave at the United Nations, first of its kind, mm-hmm, where they had some kind of symposium on persecuted Christians. And I believe that if Donald Trump can get in 4 more years, we'll have a reprieve. People. Prophets are saying that something is happening spiritually under the scene, and mm-hmm, it's not unlike the Jesus movement, which,
yes,
came out right around the time of the riots after Dr. Martin Luther, mm-hmm, King was assassinated.
Right.
The riots having to do with the Vietnam War, the riots at the Democratic National Convention in 1968, and we can only hope and pray that that happens. Now, the secular press, they're totally ignorant of this. When they tell the history of the 60s, they don't even mention the Jesus movement. Yeah, it was a great move of God. Hundreds of thousands of drug addicts and hippies and, you know, people in my generation were swept into the kingdom of God. I was affected by it as well.
Right.
And we need something like that. And the people who pray about this and try to listen to God are saying that something is happening, and we can only have hope that that's true, because really people's hearts need to change. This is not just about arguing on politics.
Yes.
But when people's hearts change, then suddenly they understand that God is important and following the Bible is important, and defending human life at many different levels, including anti-abortion, is important.
Exactly.
And we need this kind of shift, and it's going to take a whole lot more than books like mine to do it. It's going to take the entire Christian community rising up, and also Christians to take this seriously. There are a lot of churchgoers.
Exactly. Well, we've got, Stephen, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Stephen Strang after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally on the radio in 27 languages.
With over 100,000 views on social media, the Tide Ministry's popular series of Albanian TV programs, Time to Talk, has gone viral as word spreads across Albania. Through increased use of social media during the COVID-19 pandemic, viewer response has been overwhelming. The programs bring comfort to audiences facing turmoil due to social restrictions and isolation. Through Time to Talk, people are also gaining great wisdom and experiencing hope and healing during the tensions that can arise when living in close quarters with family members for long periods of time. One listener shared that hearing guests on the program share their experiences has helped him live out advice from the Bible in a practical way.
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus and finding hope in the midst of crisis through the Tide Ministry in Albania, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Hey, Phil, if you haven't noticed,
The left is unhinged.
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the court. And I know that
sure.
You said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election. But this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't.
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the courts. And I know that
sure.
You said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election. But this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters...
Well, you see, this is what happens when you're unhinged, ladies and gentlemen. And when you're unhinged, you let go of the truth. And when you let go of those anchoring points that are so critical, to what we need to know, as Jordan Peterson says, you end up rendering yourself a bit stupid, and it becomes obvious. And I hate using that word only because I was raised by a father that would not allow me to say the S word. And it's a very harsh word, even in today's culture. Stephen Strang continues with us, award-winning journalist who founded Charisma Magazine, the only national evangelical magazine to endorse President Trump, also the best-selling author of God and Donald Trump, voted by Time Magazine as one of the 25 most influential evangelicals in America. Stephen, as we were talking over the break, something rather significant occurred here in the United States, because you and I were talking about this pause, this potential pause that we've been going through right now, and it is significant in spiritual terms. It's easy for people to get caught up in the emotions of, confirming a judge, dealing with this pandemic, dealing with this election and all that's going back and forth. But in the midst of all that, the question is, what is this really about? What is God doing? What is God telling us? And as I mentioned to you a number of years ago, I felt like God had impressed on me that there was a Nineveh moment coming. And this was reference to what happened to the nation of Nineveh that was very hedonistic, living life according to what they felt fit and thought that there was no accountability and they could have at it until this crazy prophet is spit out of a fish into their country. And suddenly this sort of revival takes place. But what I noted that I thought was extremely significant is that what triggered it was the acceptance of the message of the prophetic word by the leadership, by the leaders of that time. And it ignited a revival that saved that nation for, about 100 years. Eventually, they couldn't help themselves and they went back to their evil ways and then eventually got judged. But I believe here in America that we've been given this opportunity for a Nineveh moment. And I saw this quite clear a couple of weekends ago. And you said you were there for the return as well at the D.C. Mall. And I thought it was very significant when Donald Trump sent over a message from the White House affirming the return and encouraging America to return to God.
It was very significant. And, you know, there are a lot of things that we can point to. I believe that God has raised up certain people, not just Donald Trump. But if you think about it, nobody was more hedonistic than him. The press loved him when he was like that, when he was a Democrat. They didn't come out against him until he became a conservative. But, you know, something happened to him spiritually. I bring this out mainly in God and Donald Trump, the first book, but in the early 2000s, he started watching Christian TV, and I document this. I've had Kenneth Copeland has told me, for example, that the president mentioned to him that he watched Tim and Gloria with some regularity. Same thing with David Jeremiah. Something happened in this president's heart. He doesn't talk about it. He gets blasted for everything, so that would be one more thing he could get blasted, even if they just did nothing but pick it apart.
Right.
But, you know, he is sensitive to the Lord. He loves to have Christian leaders pray for him. I know he's been given a prophetic word. In fact, I had kind of a scoop in a way. You know, this is the kind of thing that you don't read in the press, largely because they don't know. But a man who has a prophetic gift named Frank Amedia, who I quote often in my book, he had a prophetic word for Donald Trump during the campaign in 2016. He felt that he should put it in an envelope. He had connections with Trump's staff they gave it to him when he got on the airplane to fly from Ohio down to Mar-a-Lago. And the prophetic word was this: if you will humble yourself before me, you'll be the next president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And we can only, and we're almost certain that he got it and read it. We can only speculate what he did, but I believe in the quietness of that airplane.
Yes.
You know, he humbled himself before the Lord the best he knew how to do. That's just one example of a prophetic word that's been given to the president. I personally think that he's got some kind of divine shield of protection around him, or how else could he stand up to all these things and everything they throw at him, from the Mueller investigation and the impeachment on down? He survived.
Well, and how many assassination attempts, Stephen? How many assassination attempts on the president?
You know, I don't know. You would probably know better than I do.
Well, I think at least a dozen. At least a dozen that I'm aware of. So, you know, to your point.
There are other people that want to stop him no matter what.
Yes.
All of the left isn't like that, of course. But
no.
And thank God we've got good Secret Service, you know, people around him.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that God has raised him up. I think he's the right man. Even his personality is, you know, as brusque as he is, to disrupt all this stuff. And the deep state and the globalism. You know, this is just way beyond what do we think about health care, or, you know, or what do we do at the southern border?
Mm-hmm.
This is big, and
yes,
it's pivotal. And Christians need to wake up and realize that life as we know it is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I bring this out in the God, Trump, and COVID-19 about how quickly some of these leftist governors, Governor Newsom in California is probably best known, but how quickly they said churches were non-essential.
Exactly.
And when you're going through some kind of catastrophe, people need the church more than ever, their pastors, their priests, fellowship with other people, but yet it was considered non-essential. It was safe to go to an abortion clinic or a liquor store in California and not get the virus. But boy, you couldn't pass somebody in the aisle at the church,
yeah, exactly,
you know, without endangering the entire population, according, you know, to how
to these radical governors.
Been.
Exactly.
And this is just, today it's a pandemic. What is it next time to suppress the church and take away our freedoms?
You know, Stephen, I can't help but feel, again, looking into the Bible, this could also be an Elijah moment, you know, where we had the worship of the bells and everything. And here we have this big exposition where it was God versus the priests of Baal. And I believe that maybe what could happen after this election, with all the odds, I mean, the Democrats, everything they're doing with the mail-in voting, all the, you know, in conjunction with the mainstream media, the way they've been lying about Trump, social media, all this worldly force that's coming against God's chosen man. Are we going to end up with some sort of exposition like what happened in Carmel, in Mount Carmel?
Well, it's culminating in something, and who knows exactly what's going to happen, but I admire you for trying to find patterns, you know, in the Word of God on how things happened before. Jonathan Cahn does this beautifully, of course, in his book, you know, the newest one being Harbinger 2, which is, in my opinion, the best of all of his books. And, you know, full disclosure, I had the privilege, or I have the privilege, to be his publisher. In fact, I'm principally a publisher. I've published a couple thousand books, and just recently wrote these books about Donald Trump, not because of him per se, but because of what is going on in our culture that we've been talking about, and this was my way to try to speak into the culture. It's given me all kinds of opportunities like this to talk secular television and so forth, and it's just my way to kind of wake people up. And it's far, far beyond what I can do by myself. But there
exactly
are a lot of people like me out there talking, and just because it's not on MSNBC doesn't mean that people are hearing it. I mean, look what happened with this thing with Hunter Biden, which
exactly
tries to censor it. People are finding out anyway.
Well, we're coming down to the end of this. Stephen Strang, as always, we appreciate the time, and we're always left with the need for more time. That's why we love having you back. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Purina. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. While there are shelters and services to help victims of domestic abuse, only 10% of domestic violence shelters in the U.S. allow pets. That's why the Purple Leash Project was created by Purina and Red Rover. Together, they are providing grants to help domestic abuse shelters become pet-friendly, while initiating renovations and advocating for change. Nicole Forsythe, CEO of Red Rover.
Red Rover and Purina share a passion for keeping pets and people together, especially in times of crisis. That's why we are working with shelters across the country to ensure that domestic violence survivors and their pets can escape abuse and heal together. With a goal of making 25% of domestic violence shelters pet-friendly in the U.S. by 2025, we are asking you to help us take the lead for this cause by posting a picture wearing purple along with your pet on October 22nd, Purple Thursday, and using the hashtag Purple Leash Project.
To donate and learn more, visit PurpleLeashProject.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the president and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
18 days before the presidential election, both candidates kicking things into high gear. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Michigan after taking part in a town hall in Philadelphia on Thursday. President Trump campaigning in Florida and Georgia. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, Medicare open enrollment is getting underway on October the 15th, and people with Medicare have until December the 7th to make changes to their health care plans or prescription drug plans or select a new plan for 2021. Now, this year, Medicare plans have historically low premiums, dropping an average of 34% over the last 3 years, and in some states, up to 60%. And for the 1 in 3 people with Medicare who have diabetes, here's some good news. Many prescription drug plans will be participating in a new insulin savings program. Now, this means participating plans will offer a 30-day supply of insulin for $35 or less in 2021. That's an average savings of $446 per year on out-of-pocket costs for insulin. Is that good news? Well, we got some more good news, too, for you. And the one to tell us all about it is the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Seema Verma is back with us. Seema, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, this is getting to be an annual event between us, and I like it because you've always come with good news when it comes to Medicare open enrollment.
That's right, and I think this is a real testament to the president's leadership on Medicare. You know, from day one, he's talked about protecting the program, modernizing the program, and we're seeing the results come in. I mean, you did a great introduction, and you described some of the important results that he's achieved. I mean, it's just historic lows when you look at the premiums, the lower cost of our drug plans, and the new $35 insulin program. It's a real testament to the changes that we've seen in the Medicare program under the president's leadership. I just talked to somebody this morning that said, you know, I can feel the differences. I can see that the cost of my drugs are actually going down. You know, we've also approved a record number of generics. And so all of these changes are sort of coming together, and that's why you see lower prices. So across the board, lower prices, more choices, and better care for America's seniors.
You know, Seema, it's refreshing to hear something positive about the president when we hear things constantly so negative, but there are issues just like this that are plain and simple right before your eyes and in your pocketbook where the president's policies have made a difference for everyday Americans, and this is just a case in point. So thank you for sharing that, because, again, it helps balance out all this negativity, especially in this political season that we find ourselves thrust in the middle of right now. But getting back to open enrollment and how important it is for people with Medicare, break that down for them. Help them understand why this is so critical.
Well, it's so important because this is your opportunity to pick a plan that's going to work best for you. As we said before, there are significant savings to be had. And so, you know, it's an opportunity to lower your costs and get a plan that's going to work best for you. You know, there's more choices. There's more options. The other thing that the president has done is he's given flexibility to these healthcare plans to offer more benefits to our seniors. So it could be something like you have surgery and you need help, you know, with meals after the surgery, and your health plan can cover that. They may be able to help you with transportation to your doctor's offices. You know, the president signed an executive order around telehealth benefits, and we're seeing that play out. 94% of these plans are going to be offering telehealth benefits. So you're going to see some benefits that you don't typically see in the Medicare program through Medicare Advantage. And it's just a real opportunity for our seniors to lower their costs and to actually have more benefits. So we just encourage everybody to shop around. As you said, open enrollment starts on October 15th. It ends on December 7th. You can call our 1-800 Medicare line or go to our website, medicare.gov. The president has also ensured that we update all of our websites and make it easier for seniors to shop around. There are new tools that compare the cost of Medicare Advantage to the traditional program, and just the whole user experience is much better and easier for our seniors under the president's leadership.
You know, Seema, for some of the audience, you know, they hear telehealth. This is something that we've been hearing more and more of. Help them understand why telehealth is just a great addition to Medicare this year.
Yeah, and something the president feels very strongly about. You know, early on in the pandemic, he quickly realized that telehealth is going to be the lifeline for our seniors between them and their doctors. We were advising seniors, you know, to stay at home, and yet we know a lot of them still needed health care. And so he signed, you know, gave us some waivers that allowed us to move forward with expanding telehealth across the country. And it has just been an astounding success. We've seen, you know, nearly or probably way over 11 million seniors just wow. in our traditional program use telehealth benefits. And they really like it. And the doctors like it, too. Now, it's not going to replace in-person care, but it's certainly a tool in the toolbox for providers, and it really makes it easier on the patient. They can decide what's going to work best for them, but the president wants to make sure that they have access to the services that they've paid for into the program for their entire lives.
Exactly. Now, who can participate in the Medicare open enrollment?
Well, really anybody who's on the Medicare program. You know, this year we have a lot of our patients that have end-stage renal disease, not necessarily seniors. Those are folks that have kidney failure, and so they're on the program for that reason. And this year they also have the opportunity to participate in open enrollment and pick a plan that might work well for them.
We touched on a couple of the new things. Any other new things for 2021 we need to be aware of?
I think those are the big ones. Lower cost plans over 34%, the insulin for $35 a month. Our patients with end-stage renal disease, you know, kidney health has been a big priority for the president, so he wants to make sure that those patients also have all of the choices that they can. So better care, more choices, and lower costs.
Well, we're talking with Seema Verma. She's the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, updating us on open enrollment as far as flu shots. Flu shots covered, right?
flu shot is covered, and I'm so glad that you brought that up. It's open enrollment, but it is still the time for your flu vaccine, and we're encouraging every senior to go out and get one. It's so important this year. We want to make sure that our healthcare system isn't overwhelmed. Obviously, we continue to fight coronavirus, and we need to make sure that, you know, the flu isn't on top of that. So really easy to prevent that by just getting your flu vaccine. It's free. There's no cost. The president is also making sure that when the COVID vaccine gets approved in a safe and effective manner, no shortcuts on approvals. We want to make sure we're doing everything we can to ensure that that vaccine is safe and effective. But when it comes out, the president wants to prioritize seniors, and we're going to work to ensure that there are no costs associated with getting the COVID vaccine as well.
Well, speaking of the COVID vaccine or COVID-19, where and how can people compare Medicare plans?
Well, you can go to Medicare.gov, and you can also call our 1-800 Medicare line. Those are two places to go. And then there's also across the country, different states have some local programs that can support seniors while they're making their selections of plans this year.
And again, Medicare open enrollment ends on?
On December 7th. So October 15th through December 7th.
What happens just in case if somebody just happens to miss the deadline? What's the next option for them?
Well, you know, we have some opportunities. If there are extenuating circumstances, we'll look at that on a case-by-case basis. That being said, we always want to support our seniors. We encourage them to do it through open enrollment. Plenty of time between October 15th and December 7th. But, you know, there could be some extenuating circumstances that we're able to give people waivers. But generally, everybody goes through, does this through open enrollment.
And then what I especially like is how you've set this up in such a way to, you know, support people at a local level in their own community. Explain that to our audience. We've got about 45 seconds left, Seema.
Well, the president wants to make sure that seniors get the support that they need. So if they feel comfortable calling us, if they feel comfortable going online, a lot of folks, you know, would appreciate more in-person one-on-one help. And that's also available across the country through our state assistance programs.
Well, Medicare open enrollment gets underway Thursday, October the 15th, ends at midnight on Monday, December the 7th. Seema Verma, the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has been our guest. Again, Seema, where can they go for more information?
Go to 1-800-MEDICARE or go to Medicare.gov. Open enrollment, October 15th through December 7th. Lower cost, more choices, and better care for America's seniors under the president's leadership.
Thanks, Seema. Take care.
Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
I guess they want us to go to the lobby here to talk to Lisa Anderson. Hang on, we've got Lisa coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Lisa Anderson, the Boundless, she's the director of Young Adults and host of The Boundless Show with Focus on the Family. Lisa, how are we doing?
Hey, doing okay. Good to be here.
Hey, first of all, before we get into the topic here, I wanted to get your impressions of Amy Coney Barrett. I'll tell you, it is amazing what this woman has done, I believe, the example that she has set, a woman of faith, the example she set for young women, and I think for boys as well, for young men, you know, what a life well lived looks like, a person of faith. I mean, this is quite the testimony, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so fun to watch her and just be, I mean, everything from the little, like, you know, notebook going up, just the calm. I just love that she's so chill. I mean,
yes.
It's like, I'm not going to resort to, I'm not going to bow to the badgering. I'm not going to get defensive. I'm not going to get weird about this. I'm not going to turn the tables and start screaming and getting weird and blaming other people. She's just like giving her answers and putting it out there. And it's like, by the way, while I'm doing that, let me just raise my kids and love God and do everything else that I do in my life too.
And hug our chinchilla.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure about the chinchilla. That puts, and that's maybe a notch down, but I'm going to forgive her for that. So it's
It's okay. I mean, she didn't have puppies, but everything else.
Okay.
So, but hey, we got to give, we got give some praise to the chinchilla.
Animal lover. Let's give her credit. Yep.
Exactly. Well, Lisa, what I appreciate and my takeaway about this is that this is really purposeful. When you're living in God's purpose, and, the Bible tells us, having done all to stand, you keep standing. And that standing is you stand in the truth. And when you're standing in the truth of God, that gives you a lot of strength. And compared to others who do not, the comparison is quite clear. Now, it doesn't mean that you're superhuman necessarily, because she did say after the first day that she did have to have a glass of wine, you know.
Yeah. Well, good for her.
Yes. You can't blame her for that. But I think we can learn a lot from observation and how she continued to sit in the truth. I mean, she knew what she was talking about. There was no obfuscation. You know, she held the line that, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg held and set, the precedent that was set, that was even set before Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if you want to know the honest truth, how you answer certain questions.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting. I've just been reading through. I'm currently in the life of David, and now power has transferred to him. Saul is dead. And just all that leading up to it of Saul so desperate to kill David and going after him. And David had so many opportunities to instead kill Saul and chose not to, because he said, it is not my right or my place to kill the Lord's anointed. And I'm like, I see that playing out. You know, it's like a shadow of that, of just, you know what? I'm going to do what God called me to do, what he's gifted me to do.
Right.
He's in charge anyway, so let's just all be cool about it and not listen to the naysayers and the yellers and those who are operating out of fear. It's the calm is so comforting at this time.
Yeah, we'll let God do what he says. He says he'll contend with those that contend with you, right? And it always works better. I'd much rather have God fight the fight for me.
Right. Exactly.
Just by experience is all I'm saying. You know,
at least once or twice, Bill.
Yeah.
Give him a chance. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, this one of the key issues, of course, without a doubt, is abortion. I mean, this is really what is spinning the heads of those on the left. But what they're failing to realize, and of course they're not about to communicate, is the movement against abortion anecdotally is because of experience. I often tell my kids, Lisa, that experience defines preference. And since Roe v. Wade, America has experienced the nightmare of abortion. Yes, we have some, you know, celebrities that say, oh, you know, I'm glad I aborted my kids. And you think, oh, really? Are you really glad? But that's what they say, because that's a talking point. And maybe they've seared their conscience to such a degree that they really do believe that to be the case. But there's so many other women. And even men now, a growing number of men that have realized they've participated in abortion, and they're in distress. I mean, they're heartbroken in the realization that, as some women have told me very directly, Lisa, they said, Bill, they lied to me.
Yeah.
They absolutely lied to me. And this is what's happening, is the reality of abortion is coming out, and they think it's all about Amy Coney Barrett, or they think it's Republicans or, you know, evangelicals. No, it's everyday Americans who realize that, hey, look it, I participated in the murder of my child.
Yeah. And what I want us to ride so hard as lovers of the preborn, as lovers of life, as defenders of those who can't defend themselves, is this idea of personhood. Because to your point, the medical evidence is overwhelming at this point of the personhood and the unique individuality of this baby inside the womb. And so the argument of, like, this is my body, this is all of that is going out the window. And that's what we need to remind Americans of. This is a unique life that deserves respect and deserves to be protected. And, you know, anyone who sees their ultrasound is going to know that. And so I want to just share the hopefulness in that message. And, you know, there's a lot that we can do in the public square on this, but so many battles also need to be fought with our neighbor and just with the person that is grieving or questioning or fearful. And we have the chance to be an encouragement to them and just be like, you know, you're going to get through this. This is okay. But
exactly.
This decision to do this, you will never regret.
Right. And by the same token, I feel like we're on hallowed ground when we're talking about somebody's past experience and when they come to the reality of, oh my God, you know, I've killed my child. I've offended God. What do I do? You know, how can God ever, you know, love me again? And these are sincere questions that are asked of people, and why they avoid it, why they don't even want to talk about it. Why even so many people in church on Sundays quietly sit there in the pew just hoping they will not be found out. But, you know, but it's up to the rest of us and those of us who have experienced it ourselves. And maybe in other sins or other things, whatever you want to call it, but offenses of God, that we can by our own experience say, hey, look at, you know, God will be there for you. And, mm-hmm. you know, the word says that, look, if you turn to me, I will turn to you. And this is what happened in my life. And this is how God turned. And I never thought in a million years God would ever consider turning to me. But out of desperation, I had no other choice. There was no other lifeline but for me to turn to God. And God was there for me. And this is what's really important, because I believe what's going to happen in all this, Lisa, is that people are starting to turn to God. And we, the church, people of faith, have to realize this movement that's taking place, and we need to be there as, you know, part of the triage, part of the spiritual triage to these people with broken hearts that are coming in. And, you know, and I've been saying, yes, you know, there's a huge movement on the female side and women's side realizing what's going on. Can I still say women's side? I don't know anymore after the other day about sexual preference. You know, all these
okay,
terms.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
I hope I'm not. That's not my heart. I hope people know I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm trying to be sensitive about it. But also men. Men are turning in a big way. And I've often referred to this as the cry of the male version of the cry of Rachel, where men across the country are realizing, oh, my gosh, you know, my son is no more, or my daughter is no more. I mean, because, you know, you can, by statistics, say 50% of those aborted, you know, young boys, young women, young girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you're just outlining the beauty of the gospel, that there is no, you know, there's no sin too small to not need repentance and need the grace of God, but nor is there any sin too big to be beyond God's reach. And the gospel is all encompassing in that for those who truly repent and turn. And it's just, it's open to everyone. And that's what's so great. And we can, you know, those who have walked through this in the past, those who are especially sensitive, can really have a true ministry to the hurting in that regard.
And I believe God is calling us to realize and to call out sin for what it is. Some people take it casually, as you've written, that's there at boundless.org, about one pastor making the statement that 9 out of 10 couples who come in for premarital counseling are not waiting until marriage for sex. In the cultural vernacular, all very common, very acceptable. But I believe God is starting to call us into account that we're realizing, hey, after all this experience of sex before marriage, how did that work out for you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, and it's wild because, you know, when one of our bloggers came to me with this idea, I said, yeah, you know, I absolutely want to talk about that. We've talked about it before at Boundless. And then she gave me the statistics, you know, Pew Research has come out saying, you know, man, it's like 46% of evangelical Protestants who say, you know, as long as you're committed, it's okay. You know, there's some level of commitment, and totally ignoring what God's word says on that. But for me, what was so compelling was her telling me about someone, you know, realizing that she was in a small group where three of the couples in her church small group were living together. And it was kind of like no one was really saying anything. Right. And so I think that's a failing of the church, of us not being willing to step out in Matthew 18 and saying, you know what, bringing people into correction. Because some people just don't know. Maybe they're not believers, or they're newer believers, or they just are ignorant and they haven't read the scriptures. But they need to know, and they deserve to know. And some are willfully disobedient, and they need to be told. And we need to realize there are consequences to sin, and this is a very serious issue. It's not something to be winked at or joked about. She said, you know, many couples come to her saying, oh, we're, quote, living in sin, you know, like it's a funny thing. And I'm like, there are dire consequences for continuing in persistent sin.
Without a doubt, because this sets up the pattern and the rest of your marriage experience in so many ways. You may not see it right now, but it will come, because that's the consequence of sin. There's always a consequence. Lisa Anderson, thank you for being with
us.
Attention
business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.